This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 29th. God's word for you today is tangible. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 6, and it says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him." When you come to God, you have to believe that God is, God exists. God is a spirit. You cannot see him, but God exists. So when you come to God, you have to believe that he is, and he rewards those that seek him. This means that there are tangible results for connecting with an invisible God. God ensures that there are tangible physical results that are benefits for those that connect to him, the spiritual invisible God. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 to 5 says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." This scripture is telling us that there are weapons that we wage war with. These weapons are not physical, and they are not weapons of the world. Our weapons have divine powers to pull down the things that do not exist. However, it is important to note that faith is required to engage the supernatural. Faith is required to engage a God you cannot see. So what is faith? Faith is believing that God is who he says he is. Faith is believing that God will do what he says he will do. Faith is doing what you believe God wants you to do, regardless of how you feel. Think about it. What is God's first language? What language does God speak? What language is it that when you speak it, God gets you? If God were to have a language, it would be faith. When you want to communicate or connect to the supernatural, invisible God, you must have faith. Without faith, you cannot connect to God. So the first thing the enemy does is attack your faith. And to do this, the enemy will first make you second guess what you have already believed. The first principle of faith is seeing the invisible, because faith is the substance of the things that you cannot see. Therefore, faith is holding on to what you cannot see. It does not matter if you're looking for direction, for healing, for deliverance, for children, for blessings, for provision, or for breakthrough. Faith is seeing the invisible and holding the invisible. You must be able to hold the promotion before you can experience the promotion. As human beings, there is an emotional side to us. While we can control many parts of our lives, sometimes when we are not deliberate, our emotions can play tricks on us. So the enemy can throw things up that try to mess up our emotions. I have heard people say that they do not feel like they have faith. It means they do not have faith. The truth is, you do not need to feel that you have faith before you can begin to engage the principles of faith. Faith is not an emotion. Faith is a choice. Whether you feel that the sky is up there or not, guess what? The sky will be up there. Faith is not a feeling, and we need to get this. Let us pray. Father, I believe that you are who you say you are, and you will do what you have said you will do. I choose to believe in you, the covenant-keeping God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusnamechurch.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.